Coffee Conversations with Cinti is brought to you by influencer marketing specialists, The Salt, inspiring positive brand conversations.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know what time it is. This is Coffee Conversations with Cinti, and today I've got an awesome guest who comes from an awesome and cool brand. Darren Hampton, welcome to it.
Thank you, Cinti.
How are you?
And so, we literally do have coffee.
Oh, yes.
Living.
This
living
is called Coffee Conversation. Yeah. So we're not lying to our listeners.
Delivering.
How are you, sir?
Yeah, good, man.
How's work? How's business?
Work and, I suppose, work and business are two different things.
But
it's good, man. It's good. It's an exciting time to be in South Africa.
Yeah.
It's certainly not a boring time to be in South Africa.
With
everything happening politically, socially.
Yeah.
Obviously, next year we've got elections coming up.
Yeah.
And that's
an interesting time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. So, I think to be involved in that, and particularly from a brand like Nando's, who's synonymous with what people are talking about.
Yeah,
it's certainly a really exciting time to be at work.
All right, can you tell me a bit about yourself and Nando's at a glance?
Sure.
Yeah.
So very briefly about myself, I've been in marketing for about a decade, which sounds longer than what it feels. You know, when someone says like a decade, like, man, I feel old already.
Yeah, I know. Let's not tell them how old we are.
This is not something old. Exactly.
Yeah.
I started my marketing career at AVI, which is a parent company for brands like Baker's Biscuits, Willard's Chips, Pyatt's Biscuits, and Five Roses. So real inherent South African brands.
All right.
In sort of the snacking industry. Then we're traveling for a while and then came back to South Africa and started my South African stint again at Stir Chemical.
All right.
Which again, from a local point of view, is all about movies and the cinema experience.
Yeah.
It was an interesting transition going from food and snacks to an experience-based offer, which is cinema.
Yeah.
So you know, when it comes to sort of looking at marketing, there's a pretty different disciplines.
Yeah. Exactly.
Had 4 years there, working on both the brand and the digital front.
All right.
And then moved over to Nando's, which is again another iconic South African brand. So I think just fate has pulled me in some South African based products.
South Africa.
Yeah, exactly.
So why I was asking you that question is I wanted our listeners to have a sense of you're not just a run-of-the-mill random guy who's talking about influencer marketing, but you're somebody who believes it, or who's been in the marketing space for a while. And while you're on that, influencer marketing is all the rage at the moment.
Right.
What, in your opinion, is influencer marketing?
Yeah, I think you're right in saying it's a very trendy topic at the moment.
Yeah.
I think, digital marketing as a whole is a very trendy topic at the moment.
Yeah.
But particularly around influencer marketing, I think my viewpoint is quite different from someone who's relatively new to the industry, because a traditional, you know, someone who's sort of come from a traditional aspect of marketing, what I find looks at digital marketing and influencer marketing quite differently to almost digital natives who started their career in the digital space.
Yeah.
So if you had to look at it very simplistically, I think influencer marketing is a platform, and it's about getting your message out there, but via a third person.
Yeah.
Very much like sponsorships. I think sponsorships and influencer marketing is very similar.
Yeah.
For me, I don't think it's a type of marketing.
Yeah.
I think it's more of a channel of marketing. And I think if you look at it, you know, through those lenses, you know, you make different decisions based on different.
Yeah, of course you do. And earlier on, before we started recording, you were talking about how much Nando's is generating and creating conversations in the market. So obviously there's a lot of conversations going on around the brand. How are we using influencer marketing to win hearts and obviously ultimately wallets? Because at the end of the day, it's really about money in the bank, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah. So how are you using this channel to make sure that you meet your brand objective?
You're right in saying that Nando's is a brand that not only creates conversations but is very active in existing conversations.
Yeah.
and that sort of earned its reputation of being on top of current affairs and being sort of in the know and
yes.
sort of fueled our ability to jump on conversations quite quickly.
Yeah.
So you know how does that impact the way we use influencers or look at influencer marketing? I think looking at key South Africans doing great things for the country is very much a hotspot for us.
All right.
No pun intended around hotspot.
Yeah.
But you know, and then
there
Nandos,
you go. Yeah, yeah, typical Nando style.
But I think Nando's is a truly South African brand, and
yes.
for the last 30 years has never been ashamed of that and has celebrated that.
Yes.
And it's beyond just selling chicken.
Yeah.
That's what we do, and it's important to do that well,
yeah.
and to make sure that it is the most delicious chicken out there.
Yeah.
But more than that, I think there's a broader role for the brand in that it's about showcasing South Africa.
Yeah.
The Nando's brand is in 23 different countries around the world.
All right. All with different cultures.
Yeah, exactly. Everything from Saudi Arabia to
yeah.
Australia to South Africa.
Yeah.
But what it does do is that it's a brand that sort of exports South Africanism, if you want to call it that for an argument's term.
All right.
And we like to associate with people doing the same.
Yeah.
And there's plenty examples of South Africans doing great things not only for South Africa.
Yeah.
But doing great things to expose or showcase our country broader than our borders.
Yeah. So obviously in that scenario, you're taking up influencer marketing is really a no-brainer, is it not?
Yeah, I think so.
Because really, it's really people to people, people talking about brands, people talking about
Yeah, I think our view is slightly different in that, it's a shared value. If someone
exactly, yeah.
is preaching what we are trying to preach and believes in what we believe in,
yeah.
There's no reason why you cannot partner with them.
All right.
Spread that.
Are you realizing a return on your investment? Because I think it's one thing to say, you know what, this thing works. But when your top line and your bottom line are saying something to the contrary, are you getting any return from that?
Yeah, it's the golden question of marketing, isn't it? Like, are you getting a return from your billboard?
Yeah.
It's often very difficult to measure. The great thing about digital marketing, particularly around e-commerce, is that it is very measurable. I spent X amount on this ad, and it drove people to buy online, and this is how much I sold.
Yeah.
So the ROI conversation is a very easy conversation in that aspect.
All right.
When it comes to sort of partnering with people, brands, or sort of broader brand-based messaging, it's very difficult to attach a value to that. But I think there are other ways to measure it, and if you look at platforms like brand health tracking, where it's a research base and understanding what people are thinking and saying about your brand before you ran the campaign versus after. If there's a fundamental shift in how people perceive what you're doing and your product, then you're winning. I think it depends on the campaign and depends on who you're working with.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of who you're working with, how important is it, number one, to have a solid execution plan? Because it's also easy to say, you know what, let's take on influencer marketing, but how important is execution, number one? Number two, how important is it partnering with the right influencer marketing agency to make sure that the brand realizes a return on that investment?
Yeah, I think partnering with the right people is the fundamental question.
Both influencers and the agency.
Correct.
As well.
I think the execution question is largely determinant on who you choose. So spend the time on choosing the right people, and work on how you partner with them, as opposed to firing off a brief and saying, "Hey, I want you to do X and take a photo of my product."
Yeah.
Because then then it comes across as contrived.
And then influencer marketing is really about authentic stories, isn't it? There's no glossing over.
And people see through it.
Exactly, they do.
We live in a world of skeptic.
Exactly. And how is it competing or complementing traditional media?
Absolutely. You don't look at it in isolation. It's part of your media mix.
Yeah.
Again, it depends on what you're trying to do. So, if you look at sort of a young brand that the aim of it is to, you know, get their name out there and to and to shape the perception of how people perceive a particular brand.
Yes.
That will determine who you partner with. Because if I partner with someone like Boise Tulip, for example, you know, she's got a very specific way about her, and people view her in a certain light.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to be associated with that, and that's the type of personality you want to bring across in your brand, then cool, that's a good fit. So I think it's those type of questions which are important to factor in.
Okay, so basically what you're saying is there is room for use of macro-influencers and micro-influencers depending on the type of brand objective you're trying to push.
Totally. I think if you look at the word influencer marketing, you know, influencer is the ability of that person to impact a behavior.
Yeah.
And that's fundamentally what marketing is about, right?
Yes.
We create campaigns to influence a behavior.
Certain behavior, Want you to the bank, obviously.
Yeah, exactly. We want you to take a test drive. We want you to sign up for this, whatever the case may be. So I think, you know, when looking at the debate between micro and macro influencers, you know, following and sort of reach is one aspect of it, but their ability to fundamentally influence the audience is a key consideration. So, you know, looking at the way their community interacts with them is an indicator of how, you know, how responsive people are to what they do.
Yeah, in that scenario, how important is user-generated, authentic user-generated content to specifically drive that behavior that we're talking about?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's similar to, you know, when you're with your friends, right?
Yeah.
You trust what your friend says.
Exactly.
And, you know, if you, if there are particular stories or messages that that are important for you as a brand to get out there, often the right way to do it is, you know, or the more credible way to do it is to get somebody else to tell that story as opposed to
coming to the brand. Yeah.
Because people on here get skeptical, you know, when they
hear
that from the brand. So I think there's a big benefit in working with third parties with the right values and the right audience type.
Yeah.
If they tell your story, there's a lot more weighting to it than if it comes across
from the brand.
And it's value seeking, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Looking to showboat.
Yeah. How critical is it that influencer marketing becomes a huge part of the marketing mix?
I think that's the wrong target to look for. I don't think that you know, you should stand at the beginning of your brand planning phase and say, right, we need to have a bigger influencer marketing focus.
Yeah.
I think you know, if you look across your marketing mix, and look at the job that needs to be done. I think there's a very specific use case for influence marketing. And if you're using it right, it can be hugely powerful. In the same way, it can be hugely damaging if you use it wrong. As you say, I'm sure you've when you're on Instagram and you see someone showcasing a packet of dog food,
you know that these guys are getting paid, right?
You're like, this guy, look at him.
You obviously interact with other brands outside of Nando's, with peers from the industry. What is the general feel about influencer marketing, and especially in terms of uptake? Are a lot of brands really taking this on, or is one of those, let's wait and see if maybe Nando's can pull it off? What is your sense in terms of uptake?
Yeah, I think it's industry specific. So. And it's largely led by how people use the platforms, so with social media.
All right.
You know, the top guys on Instagram, for example, with big followings, are generally sort of, you know, creatives, particularly in fashion.
All right.
Celebrityism, living the high life.
You
know, there's an aspect of you know, voyeurism where
kind
of wants to see what they do.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So I think for fashion brands and for sort of alcohol, where style and a certain type of persona is very important in the way they're marketing, I think influencer marketing can you know, is big in that industry.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at sort of insurance brokers,
All right.
I think it's a different view. And it's a different way of thinking.
Yeah.
So certainly amongst your sort of creative, your fashion brands and sort of where style and personality is a big part of the purchase.
Yeah.
Influencer marketing is a big thing.
All right. Looking into your crystal ball, what does the future hold for brands that embrace influencer marketing, and equally for brands that decide to ignore it?
I think it's very similar to sponsorships. It can be phenomenal if it can be. You can't swear on this.
No. Maybe next time we'll PG
records during family time. You know, but it can be a real hash up.
Okay.
If you look at, on the sponsorship sides with Tiger Woods and Nike.
Yeah.
For years, that was a superb partnership. And then one small incident, you're at the mercy of people. You know, we are human. You know, influencers, sponsorships, ambassadors are all people at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So, I think used right, again, it can be a very valuable weapon in the marketing arsenal.
Yeah.
But I think if you approach it in a non sort of real human type way.
Yeah.
You're like, right. I want my brand to be cool. That person is cool, therefore it's a good partnership. I think that's very short-sighted, and you're going to feel the knock.
All right.
Or just not make any difference, so why spend it?
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Darren Hampton, GM for Digital and CRM. Awesome brand, Nando's. Thank you so much, sir, for joining us. And let's enjoy our coffee and continue the discussion.
Right.
For everybody else at home or in your cars, you can now get us on Spotify and iTunes. Thank you for joining us. Darren, it was a pleasure.
Thank you, sir. I'm hoping we're going to open the whiskey now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead. Okay, then we'll have to change this program's name to Whiskey Conversation.
Nothing wrong.
Thank you so much. We love you.
Thank you, sir.